Hamburg er en metropol. En metropol med masser af hotelmuligheder, og når man kommer hertil, så kan man komme til at betale rigtig mange penge for en overnatning. Til trods for, at prisniveauet i Tyskland er lavere, så er der altså muligt at komme til at betale rigtig mange penge i Tyskland. Men man kan altså også vælge at gøre noget helt andet. Man kan for eksempel vælge, som vi har gjort i denne her sammenhæng, at besøge det, der hedder Junges Hotel. Junges Hotel er nærmest et designerhotel. Det er relativt nyt, det blev grundlagt i år 2000, og så har man udviklet hotellet med en social idé, sådan at det i dag har en social indgangsvinkel til det, det foretager sig. Overskuddet eksempelvis går til social hjælpearbejde. Men ved siden af mig sidder Jan Lukassen, som er salgs- og marketingdirektør hos Junges Hotel, og han taler et udmærket engelsk, så jeg tror, vi gennemfører resten på engelsk, for jeg ved, at tysk det er ikke det allernemmeste for os alle sammen.
The Junges Hotel was founded in the year 2000 by the YMCA in Hamburg, and the idea was to build a house and have a meeting point for young people from all over the world here in Hamburg. This was the first concept. In the meantime, we changed it a little bit because, yeah, the Junges Hotel is a kind of business hotel, but we are also very open for young people, for families, for tourists like to visit Hamburg. What is different from maybe other hotels, especially in Hamburg, is that all the profit that earn here in Hamburg goes directly to our mother company, which is the YMCA, and they have a very nice kind of kindergarten in the city center of Hamburg. And everything we earn and we have here and goes directly to this institution.
But on the other hand, you have made a very modern hotel. Of course, the hotel is not very old, but it is also very modern in the style. It is some sort of a designer hotel, I can call it.
Yes and no, it is, of course, because in 2008 we had a very big modernization here in the house, and we have, for example, a kind of design etage with some design rooms. Everyone is individually designed. But we also have kind of very normal rooms, comfort rooms for families with four beds, also with two beds. We have superior rooms, and we have also a kind of a studio. I think, yeah, we have the right segment for every target group, and this is a very big plus for us, and this is kind of unique in the city of Hamburg, I think.
I guess a lot of Danes are going to Hamburg, maybe to Schleswig-Holstein, for just a few days. It could be an expanded weekend or something, or a short time in Easter time or something like that. And therefore, they also want to work within a limited budget, so to say. And of course, they can pay a lot of money to stay on the... do you have a Hilton here? I guess you have a Hilton, Radisson Hotel and so on. It is probably expensive hotels. Here, it is much cheaper.
Yeah, this is right, but it depends a bit. It's like the airlines. We have different prices, day prices. But on the other hand, you see, we have around about 320 hotels in Hamburg. I think we are the only hotel with this corporate social responsibility focus. That means you pay for a night starting from €75 for a double room up to €120. But be sure that all the benefit goes directly to our mother company and goes directly to the kindergarten and all the good social engagements we have.
I have been in one of the rooms right now, and I must say it is not very big. And okay, it may be easier to accept that it is not very big when you know that there is a reason, that an economical reason, and you're not only paying to somebody who are earning a lot of money somewhere, which you may not agree with, and you're showing your own social responsibility staying in this hotel instead of one of the other hotels, maybe.
Well, I don't know which room you have. I should check this, but I think we have different sizes.
Okay, you can come and visit us.
Yeah, I will do that. But I should correct that, because we are a 3-star superior hotel, but the size of our rooms is like the 4-star hotel. So I think the rooms are not that small. It starts with 18 square meters and goes up to 50.
Another thing is, for me, very positive. The hotel is situated very close to the town center. It's only about 10 minutes walk from the Hauptbahnhof here in Hamburg, and very close to the very big shopping centers, for example.
Yeah, I think this is a very big plus for us. And we have another subway station around 400 meters from here. It goes directly to the airport, for example. But also buses have the chance here to park close to the hotel. There's the central omnibus station here directly 300 meters away from the hotel. Guests feel very safe here because of the short ways, and I think this is very nice for tourists especially.
I guess a lot of Danes are coming to Hamburg by car, and actually it is possible to park on the street, of course, in the weekend from sometimes about 6 o'clock Friday until Monday morning, very early, 8 o'clock or something. And then you can park totally free. And then you can, for example, take the public transport, which may be easier. Mm. You can drink some of the German beers or something and don't have to worry about driving a car afterwards. Mm. And that is very easy too, I think.
This is right. It's for free at the weekend. If you like to come during the week, we have a cooperation with a big park house. They have 3,000 parking lots. It's around 50 meters away from the hotel, close on the other side of the street. Yeah, it's also very comfortable for people going by car to Hamburg and going to the Junges Hotel.
Tak for snakken til Jan Lukassen fra Junges Hotel i Hamburg. Der foregår meget i Nordtysklands største by. Vi kan ikke nå det hele, men vi kan få en idé om lidt af det, når man taler med Guido Neumann fra Hamburgs turistorganisation. Så det gør vi så i det næste indslag her i rejseprogrammet. Men inden vi hilser på ham, skal jeg også lige erindre om, at hvis du vil se billeder, læse mere og få værdifulde links, og også genhøre store dele af rejseprogrammet, så besøg rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.